Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, and I want to say may God bless you on this Monday, and I pray that you're ready to hear inspirational message and some good gospel music right here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's live radio show. And I greet you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God.
I made it, yeah.
Yes, I made it. You know why we made it? It's because it was the Lord that was on our side. And thank God, God was on our side. I want to encourage somebody on this live radio show that God will never leave you nor forsake you, but he promised to be there always, even until the end of the world. So it doesn't matter what you're going through today, remember that you are going to make it. You know why? It's because God is on your side. Well, again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, Kenneth Morgan's radio show, and we're thanking God for this day, as this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. You know what I found out? There's a whole lot of things we can complain about. Just go in your mind and look at some of the things that you've gone through. But thank God you made it through. You know, many people can complain. There's a lot of things we can find to complain about. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And this is just an encouraging word for you today, that whatever you do, keep smiling. You know why? It's because it takes a lot more muscles when you smile than when you frown. So whatever you do, don't forget to keep smiling.
Depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
With you.
Better when you're
I say,
you look so much better.
Look in the mirror. Always remember. Come on.
Whatever you do, keep smiling. You know, this is, again, the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. And we thank God for that song by Kirk Franklin telling us to smile. So whatever you're going through today and wherever you're at, just remember to put a smile on your face. And it looks a whole lot better when you get a smile on your face. Well, again, we thank God for this opportunity to be able to minister the word of God to you. And at 12:30, we'll be back to have our inspirational message. Me, myself, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, will deliver. And I pray that what we say will be a blessing to you, and not only a blessing to you, but we pray that it would bring change to your circumstances and your situation. Let me just say, if you desire prayer, our prayer line is always open to pray for you. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. It's 803-317-4457. You can always call us after the program is over, and we will pray for you and believe God for your miracle. Is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. And let me tell you, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. So Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open for you to pray and touch and agree and believe God for your miracle. Well, we thank God because God is a good God and he is worthy to be praised. Again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. At 12:30, we will be giving our inspirational message. And let me, again, encourage you to call the prayer line anytime that you need prayer, for we are here to pray for you. You know, a lot of things have been going on in our world, and a lot of things people are discouraged about. Many people have lost their jobs. There are many people that lost their business. And some people just don't know what to do. And I just want to encourage you to remember, you can always go, as David said in Psalms 121, you can always look to the hills from which cometh your help. For your help comes only from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. Now, I said only come because, you know, when God does things, he does it well. God always deliver on what he says. And when he says it, and when we ask him, as that scripture says, lift up your eyes towards the hills from whence cometh your help, for your help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. God is your help. And as I stated, that he always, when he brings us out, he does it well. And the good thing about it is that God is always there for you. So if you're going through, because Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show and the inspirational messages that we preach is to encourage those that are going through and let them see that Jesus is the one that can fix your problem and can fix it well. And we believe that when all else fails, look to Jesus because he is able to fix your problem. Well, praise God, we're having a little technical problems right now, but thank God, amen, God is still on a throne. Let me go into my inspirational message. You know, we often talk about people going through things. And sometimes when people go through, I realize that it's not an easy thing. No, it is not an easy thing to go through something and feel like you're dealing with this thing all by yourself. Have you ever been in a place that you was going through something and you did not know what to do? I don't know about you, but I've been there many of times where I was at the place in my life where I just didn't know. And many times as people, sometimes we just don't know when we're going through what I'm going to do, especially when the situation is a very hard situation where you just get tired of going through this thing and you're carrying this heavy load. But I want to encourage you because the Bible tells us, and I want to read this scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15:57. It says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Did you not know that it doesn't matter what you go through in life, our God has given you the victory over every circumstances in your life? Let me say that one more time. God has given you the victory over every circumstances that you may be going through in your life. God has given you the victory. Now, when God says he has given you the victory, then you need to walk around, even though I understand, because, you know, I got to, you know, you got to be sympathetic with people. I understand because I've been through many things myself. And I understand when you're going through some things you just don't want to hear. Somebody say, you know, I don't mean no harm, but, you know, I just tired of hearing what people saying and you know, I'm tired of going through this thing, and I can understand you. But just remember these words. Even though you might be going through, you got to know God is going to bring you out, and you got to know what God has given you. And God already told you that he gave you the victory. And guess what? That victory is over everything that you go through. And guess what? We already know the end result of what's going to happen before it happened because he already told us that he gave us the victory. Thanks be to God which give us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. You have the victory. Let me say that one more time. You have the victory. And because you got the victory, you got to know that you know with confidence that God is going to bring you out of every situation. And I want to encourage somebody right now that is listening to me by the way of internet radio. Those that might have been discouraged today, somebody that might feel like, you know, I'm just tired of going through this thing over and over and over again. Well, if you're tired of going through that thing over again, You got to give the problem and the situation over to God and let God fix it for you. See, it's one thing to know you're going through something, but it's another thing to know that when God says, I'm going to bring you out, because the scripture did say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, the Lord deliver them out of every one of them. He deliver you out of every one of your problems, every one of your situations, and you got to know that God is going to do it for you. And I want to encourage you this afternoon that if you're going through whatever the circumstance it is, whatever the state that is affecting the way you live, whatever the situation that is causing you to be discouraged and causing you to be stressed out, causing you to be depressed, my God, the one whom I serve, the God of Isaac, Jacob, he is able to do it. Yeah, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, is able to bring you out of your problem. There's nothing that you're going through that God can't fix for you. And somebody asked me the question, well, Pastor Morgan, why is it that you're always talking about people going through things? Just because, first of all, this radio show, Kenneth Morgan's radio show, that at 12:30 is our time to encourage people, to have inspiration, to be able to give them that encouragement to go on, as that song said, I made it. It was only God that causes the one to make it through the storms that they go through in life. When you're facing problems and situations and you don't know what to do, when you think that you're going through this thing by yourself, even though you know that you have loved ones and you might feel that they don't understand what you're going through, or maybe your friends don't understand what you're going through. Well, I know that God understands what you're going through, because the Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 that he was despised and rejected a man. He was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. He knew what it felt. He knew what it felt like to be acquainted with grief. He knew how it felt to be a man of sorrow, a man that people have rejected. And you might feel that same way, but I want to encourage you that our God, my God, that I serve, is able and willing to step into your situation and bring you out of that situation. And he's saying to you, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God wants to give you rest from all the things that you've been going through, rest from the stress, rest from depression, rest from the discouragement, rest from your financial burdens, rest from your marriage problems, rest from the pain and the suffering that you've been going through, and your family members that have been going through, and you don't know what to do. I tell you what to do. When all else fails, look to Jesus, because he will bring you out of the situation. So God has given us the victory over our circumstances. God has given us the victory. And because he has given us the victory, we know without one shadow of a doubt that you will make it. We know without one shadow of a doubt that he is going to fix it. Ain't no I think he's going to do it. I know he's going to do it. And guess what? If you don't know it, your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, is saying it to you that you are going to make it. Things are going to get better for you, because you know why? The best is yet to come. And according to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, the Bible says, I know that I have plans for you, plan to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you peace and a future. Your future is bright, and God is getting ready to step into your situation and bring change. But listen to this. The only way God is going to bring change to what you're going through, you got to open your heart up and invite God into your situation and your problems. You know, sometimes when we're going through, sometimes we shut down. You know, we don't want to deal with nobody. We don't want to deal with things. Well, God is saying to you, you got to open up your heart and let me fix it for you. Give it to me. And if you give it to him, as that song say, give it to me, I'll bear it. Give it to me, I'll share it. If there's a need in your life, I will take it. If you only give it to me. God is saying to you that you get to give the problem over to him. And I know it's hard. I know that the suffering and pain has been hard. I know the loved one that passed on, that you can't get over them. But even in all that, God says you still get to invite me in. And if you invite me into your situation, in your pain, I will give you peace. I'll give you strength. In your pain, I'll take the pain and the sickness away from you if you just invite me into the situation. I will fix your marriage. I will fix that wavering husband and that wavering wife. I will fix the sickness and disease. I'll take it away from you if you just give it to me. This is an encouragement to you this afternoon to encourage you on our inspirational message that God is saying to you that he has given you victory over every circumstances in your life. And guess what? God is going to do it for you. I'll be right back.
For all
you've done.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Every praise,
every praise,
it's to our God. what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Yes, every praise belongs to our God. And as that song we played, just want to thank you. You know, we have a whole lot to give God praise for and a whole lot to thank him for. And regardless of what we go through in life, we know that we are a winner. We know that God has given us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, I'm reminded of that scripture in the book of Acts when the Apostle Paul was going through an affliction. The Bible said he prayed again. And the Bible said that he heard these words. The Lord said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in the time of weakness." And God's going to give you some strength as you go through. God's grace and his strength is going to be made perfect when you don't know what to do and how you're going to come out of it, of your problem, your situation. As those songs that we play today, I know that you're going to make it. I know that you can give God thanks. As that song said, just want to thank you, because you got to, let me tell you something, it doesn't matter what you go through, we all get something to give God thanks for. Even though you might not be going through certain circumstances, and you may be going through certain circumstances, you can always look back over your life and say, you know what, I might be going through and I might be feeling down, but I want to thank God for whatever he did for you. You got to go back in your mind and begin to thank him for everything he has done.
All these years, how did I make it this far? Through the valleys and over the hills, I know it had to be God. How did I make it through the storm? How did I make it through the rain? If you want to know just how I got here, it's so easy to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
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 I made it this far.
By the grace.
amazing grace. For how you brought me, how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace. It was God's grace. When I strayed away, even though I knew the word, still I would obey. But God's mercy and His grace stayed with me and brought me all the way. God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace,
God's grace. And grace.
Yes, God's grace. And let me tell you, God's grace is the one that is going to take you through everything you're going through. Well, again, my time is almost up here. But again, I want to thank God for every one of you that has been tuning into Morgan Radio Show. Now, don't forget to follow me. That's right. Don't forget to follow me. I'm here every Monday through Friday at 12 noon and Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning. Well, may God bless you, and I want to leave this radio show with this last song, and I want to dedicate this to every one of my dear friends that's listening to me by the way of radio. Now, don't forget now, you can hear me also on my other radio show this Sunday on Old School 1029. You can go to cborangeburg.com. That's cborangeburg.com. Click on Old School 1029. Listen live at 1:30. I will be ministering and playing good gospel music on Old School 1029. Well, may God bless you. And remember, whatever you're going through, that God has given you the victory. And the end result is you are a winner. God bless you. Have a great afternoon. See you tomorrow at 12 noon.
Depression is on.